there was a station at Crumlin, and I had to make sure that was staffed. And it was only one porter on at a time. I got phoned up one day to say nobody turned up. So I found out that a relief porter should have been there. But it was quite usual for this man not to turn up. He, you know, after the weekend, he was usually a bit the worse for wear. Anyway, I sent for him. He turned up the next day with a sick note. The sick note looked very dubious. I discovered later on that the local doctor had so many people coming to his surgery from the collieries and so forth, pleading sick. He used to leave blank sick notes out for people to fill up themselves. This guy had not only filled it up himself, he'd even put the wrong date on it, and then he changed it. So I sort of took him off and then phoned up the staff office in Cardiff and said, what do I do with this man? And they looked up the records. They found he'd been sacked previously, just before, for stealing fish, and instructed me to sack him again. Well, fine, that was the first time I'd ever sacked a man. I'm a bit nervous about doing this. Anyway, I did as I was told. The man didn't seem worried at all. That night, I found he'd been employed now as the odd job man for the hotel where I was staying. Anyway, that night I was asleep, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, I suddenly found I was being shaken. And in the darkness, I looked up, and the face of this man was right over me. I thought, this is the end, you know, where's the dagger? He then said, Mr. Maidman, he said, they're off the road again, over the road at Aberbeek. You're wanted, come quick. Phew.